Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah.
The girl's a freak, the girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
It didn't twerk, no.
It wasn't fucking no more.
Hello everyone and welcome to Stranger Waves. I am Harrison, and you just heard Not Just Knee Deep by Funkadelic. Unfortunately, I didn't want to play the full song, because it's a bit long at 15 minutes, so I played a little trimmed down version. But yeah, go check it out if you enjoyed that. The whole song's definitely worth listening to. Unfortunately, it's not on streaming, because George Clinton and Funkadelic are involved in a little bit of a legal dispute with Warner, which sucks, because two of their best albums, One Nation Under a Groove and Uncle Jam Wants You, are both not on streaming. Go find them elsewhere. I had a very easy time finding them on YouTube, and I recommend you do the same. Back after my little week break, I spent it in New Orleans, which was a lot of fun. and get back to some beautiful weather in Somerville, and get some good music up and coming. I've been listening to some of the later Beach Boys stuff recently, and I've gotten really into this particular album called Love You, which is basically Brian Wilson was billed as Brian Wilson's, you know, grand return to the Beach Boys after his little hiatus. It's not perfect. I wouldn't even call it that great, but I enjoy it because I think that it's kind of goofy, and it's all synths, and it's kind of credited with creating synth pop slightly. And yeah, this is Mona from Love You, from 1977, I believe. Enjoy. Okay, so that was Mona by the Beach Boys off of Love You. It's a weird album. I think I enjoy it mostly because of its how cynical it is. It's very clear that Brian Wilson got dragged back into this thing. He didn't really want to be a part of it anymore. And I think the label was heavily pushing for, at least with the album before, I think called 15 Big Ones, was pushing for more of that surf rock. And, you know, if you're the dude who created surf rock and you're dragged back after having this, like, really, you know, pretty traumatic experience outside of the band, and you're brought back, yeah, let's make more, like, lovey, upbeat tunes about taking your girl to the beach, I think that the reaction would be pushing back in the opposite direction. That's kind of what Love You reads as. But yeah, it's definitely worth checking out if you're a Beach Boys fan. I'm sure if you are, you've already heard it. Up next, got some Ween. Basically, this whole show is just going to be, you know, Stranger Waves regulars. But I listened to the Mollusk in full while I was flying back from break, because I, you know, hadn't heard it in a minute. And it's perfect. It's a perfect album. No skips. And this is a song I haven't played from it on the show before, and I thought it would be good today. This is called It's Gonna Be Alright by Ween off of the Mollusk from 1997. Enjoy.
Won't hurt as bad someday.
Alright, that was It's Gonna Be Alright by Ween off of The Mollusk. Yeah, love that album. I love how it's a very loose concept album in the sense that everything is kind of related to the ocean in some way or another. You know, and some stuff like Polka Dot Tail, it's pretty obvious it's talking about a whale. Or in something like It's Gonna Be Alright, it's kind of got a sort of aquatic feel to it with sort of the synths and everything working in the background. But it's a beautiful day outside, as I mentioned. So I'm gonna play a song that's getting me excited for this summer. I've definitely played it on here before, but I don't care. I'm going to play it again. I love it. This is Summertime Clothes by Animal Collective off of Merriweather Post Pavilion from 2009. Enjoy. Okay, so that was Summertime Clothes by Animal Collective. Excited, I'm getting to see Avery Terror in a couple of weeks, coming to Boston. I'm doing a solo show, which should be interesting. And then Panda Bear is coming in the summer, so I'll hopefully get to see him too. I was lucky enough to see all four of them together over, what was it? Was it last spring? Oh man, yeah, I guess it was last spring. And that was amazing. Love Animal Collective, love Meriwether Post Pavilion. It's basically a perfect pop album. So go listen to that. I've still been listening to a bunch of John Prine, which I played a couple weeks ago. He's just amazing. And thought I would play another track I really like from his self-title called Pretty Good. And that's what we got up next. I think we'll do that and then play a couple more tracks, do the PSA, and then start to wind down, as we are already 20 minutes into the show. And it never ceases to amaze me how quickly this thing flies by. So up next, you got Pretty Good by John Prine. Enjoy.
I got a friend in Freeman. He sells used cars, you know. Well, he calls me up twice a year just to ask me how'd it go. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. I met a girl from Venus. Her insides were lined in gold. Well, she did what she did. Said, how was it, kid? She was politely told, pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy, sunlight makes me clean. Your light is sweetest thing that this boy has ever seen. Molly went to Arkansas. She got raped by Dobbin's dog. But she was doing good till she went in the woods and got pinned up against the law. Pretty good, not bad. Just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy. Sunlight makes me clean. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy has ever seen.
Alright, so that was Pretty Good by John Prine off his self-titled 1972 album. And in the background, we got some more Circles Around the Sun, as always. I don't know if y'all have been watching March Madness, but I've been glued to my television, and it's been one of the best tournaments in recent memory, at least for me. I got the two schools closest to my house are both in the Final Four, which I think is pretty insane. Definitely rooting for FAU and Miami out of everybody. I think UConn probably has it. They look the most dominant. I mean, if you're beating Gonzaga by like 33 points, that's, you know, something to be excited about. My bracket is, of course, busted. Unsurprisingly, got busted much earlier this year than I was expecting. I really thought Tennessee was going to be the team to do it this year, but FAU beat them. And so yeah, here we are. Both Final Four games are on April 1st. Got San Diego State versus FAU and UMiami versus UConn. Should be some really great games. That's going to be blocking off my entire schedule to be watching those. I love March Madness. It's so much fun. Because I can't stand college basketball during the regular year. I'll be honest, it's boring. It's just it is a worse product than what you get in the NBA. Coaching's worse, the players are worse, across the board. But March Madness has that element of, oh, you drop this one game, that's it, your season's done, and all of a sudden it becomes really exciting. And it's also even more exciting when a team that you don't think is going to pull something off decides to get their chemistry together and actually does it. You know, Princeton this year was crazy. What is it? FD. I don't even remember the name of the school that beat Purdue. That's how crazy it was. Fair Dickinson University beating Purdue, number one seed Purdue, was nuts on St. Patrick's Day. That was a lot of fun to watch. But yeah, go watch from the Final Four onwards if you haven't been watching. It's been a great tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. And can't recommend it highly enough this year. Sometimes March Madness can be a dud. This year it was not. And I'm very happy about that. All right, got another song up next before we move into the brief intermission for a PSA. I got some King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I'm getting more and more excited as every day passes because I'm getting to see them over the summer. And this is like, it's tough to describe because I feel like this is one of the first bands that I'm getting to catch like at their peak, because that's what I'm thinking Gizzard is at right now. They're releasing their best quality work ever so far. Their live stuff is getting better and better. This Live at Red Rocks album has been just on constant repeat for me for the past month or so, and it's insane. I feel like I'm getting to see like a great band kind of at the height of their powers, and so I think that's really exciting. And this is one of my personal favorite tracks from Flying Microtonal Banana. Go figure. It's called Sleep Drifter. And yeah, I hope you enjoy.
I can see you next time. Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
All right, so you just heard from the great Willie Nelson. And before that, you heard Sleep Drifter by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of Flying Microtonal Banana. Now, I'm not very well versed in the sort of technical aspects of music, but microtonality is basically the concept that there are these notes that kind of exist between how you would like string and fret a normal guitar, the kind of guitar that you're used to seeing. And so this whole album was kind of written using microtonality as sort of their base for stuff. So it gives it this really kind of, you know, cool feeling. A lot of people describe it kind of sounding like a sitar, sort of Middle Eastern in a lot of sense, because a lot of sort of Eastern music takes advantage of microtonality, while Western music is kind of behind, as it, you know, often is in a lot of cases. But Stu McKenzie decided to build his own microtonal guitar, and that album was kind of written with that as the sort of jumping off point. And then it's kind of become a standard thing in a lot of their releases since then to, you know, pretty heavily use microtonality. And I think it's really cool, gives it a very unique sound, and is, you know, sort of not the stuff that you're used to hearing all the time. So up next, got another Stranger Wave standard, some Steely Dan. This is The Fez from The Royal Scam. I don't need to say anything more about it. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was The Fez by Steely Dan off of The Royal Scam. I want to rant real quick. So while I was in New Orleans, which is, you know, a music city, I was excited to go, you know, peruse some record stores, because that's what I like to do when I'm on vacation, you know, see what other places, what other stuff I can find that I can't find back here. And so we happen to be in Uptown, which is sort of the part of New Orleans where Tulane and Loyola is. It's not as touristy as, like, the French Quarter, per se. And so we're at lunch, and I'm kind of looking, and I see that, oh, there's this place called the Peach Record Store nearby. And I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. Maybe they got, like, some Allman Brothers, some jam stuff. I want to go check that out. So we walk over after lunch, and I walk in. I'm like, wow, this is huge. It looks like they have a really great selection of stuff. And then I start browsing. I start picking stuff up, and I'm like, huh, you want $50 for a single LP of Maggot Brain? And I'm like, that's weird. The store I was just at was charging $25 for it, and the one that was 25 came with an extra little 7-inch with some stuff on it. I was like, okay, that's strange. Maybe that's just an outlier here. And then I've come to realize that everything in this store is marked up near 50 to 100% over what any other store would charge for it, even excluding Discogs, which is normally how I judge, like, okay, if this is a good deal or not, because you can see what the price trends are and what people have, you know, paid for things. And so at this point, I'm just really annoyed, because I'm in here and I'm thinking this is just taking advantage of people and whatever. I left. I didn't get anything. I couldn't. It was just it made the whole experience unshoppable. So if you're ever in Uptown New Orleans, do not go to the Peach Record Store. It's a scam. And I was shocked because I went to one on Frenchman's, which is, you know, the jazz street in the French Quarter, which in my brain signals, oh, this is going to be where the tourist trap is, the place trying to take advantage of people. Very fairly priced. They even had a little cat roaming around, which was cool, and I found some stuff I've been looking for a little bit. But yeah, that's my little rant. Don't go to the Peach, New Orleans. I was really annoyed. I was almost going to go up and try to barter with the guy and just, like, show him the price on Discogs and be like, I'm not paying a cent over this, because this is, you know, what's fair. This is what this is what it's actually going for. But it wasn't even worth it. Up next, got something I was actually looking for in said record store. I got a little bit of Inner Visions by Stevie Wonder. This is Golden Lady from 1973. Enjoy.
Smile that's blooming, and it's so clear to me. me that here's a dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing.
Sorry, the board was acting up a little bit, but that was Golden Lady by Stevie Wonder off of Inner Visions. Really just had it for just the 70s. But yeah, I love Inner Visions a lot. I think it's a perfect little companion piece to Songs in the Key of Life, as just kind of his two sort of, I guess, like, mega incredible pieces of work. His magnum opuses, I guess, would be the word that I should have used instead of mega incredible. But I'm tired. I'm sorry if I'm a little out of it today. I'm still kind of recovering from a spring break. I'm still low on sleep, and so it's gonna take a few more days for me to really get back to full strength. But keeping with the Funkadelic that I played earlier, we got some Bootsy Collins up next. I really love all the P-Funk stuff, and including some of the solo releases. This is probably my favorite solo release from Bootsy. This is from Stretching Out in Bootsy's Rubber Band, and this is I'd Rather Be With You. Enjoy.
I'd rather be with you until that day we'll fly away. I just love that smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you, boo. Yeah.
I wanna hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I wanna be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you act, and that's a fact. I wanna be your number one, so get to that.
This time, baby.
So that was I'd Rather Be With You by Bootsy Collins off of Stretching Out in Bootsy's Rubber Band from 1976. Yeah, that basically everything the P-Funk group released from in the 70s is just incredible, incredible music. I know Funkadelic kind of turned into Parliament in the mid to late 70s. A lot of people kind of critique it because Funkadelic used to be like much more, you know, psychedelic rock focused, and it sort of turned into like the more Parliament, very, you know, funk side of things in the later 70s. But I still love it. It's all great. George Clinton's a genius. Bootsy Collins is one of the best bassists to ever live. And I forget what the exact story is, but basically George Clinton just met Bootsy somewhere and he turned out to be one of the better bassists to ever live, which I think is pretty cool. And I got one more song for y'all before I get handed off to Dan and the Silica Gel Slop Hour from 2 to 3, which I highly recommend you stay and keep listening to. Keep your dials tuned to 91.5 WMFO. But I've been playing a lot from this particular Dix Pix release from 1998. But this is Ship of Fools live from I guess June 28th, 1974 at Boston Garden, now TD Garden. Yeah, I mean, I've listened to both these shows in full on the archive because unfortunately this DP release is just like kind of smatterings from both of the shows. But this is definitely one of my favorite Ship of Fools, and I don't think I've played one on this show before, and I was listening to it a couple days ago, and I thought it'd be a good way to end this off. So yeah, gonna play this, come back, and hand it off to Dan. But if tuning out, thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back same time next week. And yeah, this has been Stranger Waves. Here's Ship of Fools from 1974. Enjoy.
Sail away from me. was empty as it was filled before. Time there was and plenty, but from that cup no more. Though I could not caution all, I still might want a few. Don't lend your hand to raise no flame, a top nor ship of fools. Ship of fools on a cool sea. Ship of of